And looking forward to this conversation with Peter Strzok, FBI veteran, and he was the Deputy Assistant Director of the Counterintelligence Division. And you will certainly remember Mr. Strzok from the hearings that were held on the Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election, and many other things spilled out during the course of those hearings. And Mr. Strzok is here with a new book called Compromised: Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump. And Peter, good to have you with us.
Pat, good morning. It's great to be here.
You went through quite the mill during those Senate hearings. That's got to be the understatement of the world. And you, at one point, I think, had a lawsuit about being fired. And what happened with that?
So I do have a lawsuit. It's currently pending.
Okay.
The reason I filed it was, both the illegal release of my text messages for political purposes, and then, of course, the politically motivated firing by the incessant pressure from the White House and the FBI to fire me.
And, of course, we are talking about the Russian interference in the 2016 election. And was any of your message able to bridge the divide and the overflow of emotion that went into the revelation that you were having an affair with somebody in the department?
I think so. I mean, look, it was clear in 2016 that Russia attacked our elections. And not only that, but they did it for the express purpose of helping elect then candidate Trump. And that's been borne out through a variety of bipartisan investigations, most recently from the Senate. And it points to what's going on right now. And even just a couple of weeks ago, this administration, President Trump's own administration, has said that Russia is still involved in attacking our elections and that they're doing it for the same reason they did in 2016, and that's to help get him reelected.
I know this is not the first time you've heard this, Peter, but how do you differentiate yourself from a very disgruntled employee?
Well, I think a couple of reasons. One, I would point to a two-decade career of working a lot of really complex and high-profile counterintelligence work, where the results speak for themselves. I mean, through convictions and other tangible things. And the other thing I'd ask people to take a look at, I mean, my behavior and that of others has been looked at exhaustively. I mean, there's been a team of over 15 investigators with the Inspector General who, for two different investigations over 3 years, turned upside down every single text, email, conversation, note that I wrote, every decision I made, and they came to the absolutely accurate conclusion that there was no action that I took or that anybody took that was motivated by any sort of improper political influence.
Yeah,
I can understand those concerns, but I point people to the factual record.
And what is the inspiring nature of this new book of yours? Why'd you write it?
What I'm trying to convey is, after, again, 21 years of working counterintelligence, my belief that President Trump is compromised by the government of Russia. And what that means is, for a variety of reasons, his financial entanglements, his odd cozying up to dictators, his ego need to be flattered, that for a variety of reasons, he is unable to place the national interests ahead of his own. And that because of these hidden sort of the leverage that Russia holds over him, that's something that every American ought to be concerned about.
Well, we certainly are concerned, as we are so close, just a matter of weeks now, away from the November 3rd election. And Peter, what can you tell us about what the Russians or any other entity might do differently in trying to influence the election this time around?
Well, they're actively attacking us right now. And I think when you look at Russia, we knew and believed that they were going to do things, various forms of attack and information that they, for whatever reason, didn't do. And the concern that I had and that others had is that they simply returned those arrows to their quiver. And they've spent the past 4 years improving their ability to, certainly, a lot of this is classified, but what has been talked about is, they're hiding their ability to be detected as operating from Russia, to make it much harder to pin attribution down to the actual actions of the government of Russia. And of course, they're very active in understanding the social schisms within America and finding those flashpoints and just bringing container after container of gasoline to try and pour on top of those divisive internal issues here in America.
Yeah, we have a couple of those for sure, especially this time around. How can we as citizens recognize that kind of foreign intervention? What can we look for and certainly be wary of?
Well, I think always take a very careful eye to what you're seeing and what you're hearing. If something pops up out of the blue on social media, don't necessarily take that at face value. Wait until reputable media picks it up, has a chance to vet it and make sure it's accurate. Go to the actual source documents of things. Don't necessarily rely on what people are spinning one way or the other, but take a beat, pause, look to the raw information and see how neutral people are portraying that, and then make your decision about what you think did or didn't happen.
Yeah, vetting is important, and neutral parties are certainly important. We're firm believers in that. But social media is such a mishmash of opinions, and it obviously is ripe for the picking when it comes to any kind of interference. And there's no end in sight of that, is there? Is there a way to counteract that kind of an invasion?
I think that's a really difficult question and a really important question. I mean, I know that some of the media or social media companies are doing a lot to try and cast a light on what's going on. For instance, Twitter just started placing little flags if certain accounts are affiliated with foreign governments, which really is a huge help. But there, of course, as you pointed out, there's a wide variety of information that's available. Some of it is completely unreliable, and people just need to be very, very careful, particularly as you're able to self-select the sorts of things you want to read and hear. Folks need to just be very alert to the chance, and they keep their eyes open to the possibility that people are playing them or trying to plant disinformation to sway their opinion.
Yeah, that is something to look for. Give us an outline of the book, Peter.
Absolutely. So it traces kind of the arc of my career. It starts out to try and explain what it's like to be a counterintelligence agent, what it's like to actually be an agent going on a search or making an arrest, and to start to explain what counterintelligence actually means and why the FBI does it. And then from that, using that sort of expertise and experience, to then take the reader into the, kind of the consequential cases at the end of my career, working on the Hillary Clinton's email server, and then, of course, turning to the Russian attacks in 2016, what that meant to the United States, why they were helping Donald Trump and why his campaign was actively accepting that help, and then pointing to the future and explaining that that problem hasn't gone away, that the Russians are still attacking us, and that Donald Trump is still actively willing to accept that aid, and why that's a problem and why Americans need to see that for the issue that it is.
Generally, most of these books, and a lot of them have come out, certainly a lot of people who used to work for President Trump are writing a book. I think Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the only one who's really written a book and that's come out as sort of a love letter about the president, and the others have certainly not been that way. What can we learn as regular citizens about how to take more possession of our own interaction as a citizen?
Well, I think that's critically important when you look at all these books and other comments coming out. These are bipartisan. I mean, you've got John Bolton, who is a deeply conservative Republican. You have people from Trump's own cabinet and administration who are expressing concern. So this isn't a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. So what Americans need to do when you look, I mean, just from my perspective as a counterintelligence expert, ask yourself, who is the person you want in the White House? And who do you want making those life and death decisions that impact our security, those of our servicemen and women, and just, tiny things, or, not at all tiny, horrible things. Like when President Trump refuses, when Russians are placing bounties on the heads of American soldiers, ask yourself why our president isn't saying a thing to Russia about that. Those are the sorts of questions that, as a voter, you need to ask yourself if that's the sort of person you want to put back in the White House or not.
The book is called Compromised, Counterintelligence and the Threat of Donald J. Trump. FBI veteran Peter Strzok is the author of it. Peter, if you can answer this in about 30 seconds, how did you personally shake off everything from the Senate hearings and what happened to your career and get back to life?
Oh, well, Pat, it's tough. I mean, no doubt it is a jarring experience, both that and the personal attacks from the president. But, you know, like so many others, I spent my career in public service, and our nation and our future is too important not to speak out. And so that's why I wrote this book. That's why I'm out talking now, because we've got to make sure we're all involved in this upcoming election in November.
Do you use text messaging anymore?
I do, but of course I'm certainly more circumspect about the things I say.
As we all should be. Peter, good luck with the book. Good to talk to you.
Pat, thanks so much for having me.
That's Peter Strzok, and the former FBI agent. And no doubt there's going to be a movie made about his whole story at some point. But man, that was a fiery Senate hearing. Fiery, more fiery than most, I should say.